He seems to be the man. That's the story of the day. There goes the final whistle. And a hugely disappointing day for Narossa, who have lost out in this Ulster Junior Football Championship quarter-final, with Listnaskeagan through on a final scoreline of 1-9 to 2-5, a 1-point win in the end for Listnaskee. But the headlines won't be about the Listnaskee performance, it'll be about the performance of somebody else, so it will, Brendan.
It certainly will, and you know, when you're talking about the referee, after what was a really good competitive match, there was a lot of good football, but it was interrupted too many times by the referee following up on little silly incidents off the ball that there wasn't really anything in. These are two teams that won their respective county championships, junior championships, and you know, really big occasion for them today that really was darkened somewhat by a lot of the decisions that were made that were totally questionable. And you know, it really is dumbfounding, so it is, Oisin, some of the decisions that were made today, so it is. And Narossa can feel rightfully aggrieved. They've put up a real good show. They're a small club, rural club, that struggled with numbers, that struggled to get exist, to nearly exist up to a couple of, for a few years to recently. There's some really good young players coming through, and that was poor today. They feel harshly treated today.
Yeah, they certainly will, but it's Listnaskee who progress Narossa out of the competition. And listen, they had to dig deep, and Narossa with so many men on the line at one stage in that second half, they were able to work through it, and they did have opportunities to tie it up towards the end there, so they did, Brendan.
They had a couple opportunities, they definitely did. Adrian Hannah had a couple opportunity, and then they put another respective ball in across the square, so they did. And you know, they had opportunities, but there was a lot of quality too in the Listnaskee team. Joe McDade in particular, despite missing that first half penalty, really stood up as a leader for them, as did Conor Clark, Damien O'Kelly in the middle of the park, so that Liam Mullarkey centre back. For Narossa, did a lot of really good performances. I thought Daniel Melly played really well for them. Johnny Boner, you showed all his experience at centre, you know, that he would have. Oisin Coffin tried at every opportunity to drive them forward from the middle third, was been pulled and hauled and dragged all day, that the referee again didn't do anything about. Then you had a good performance, good solid in the middle of the field, and after a shaky start, them two goals really settled them down. Up front, Killian Broner really sharp for them. Christian Boner worked his socks off, so he did all day, covered every inch of grass on the pitch, and then you had Aidan McHugh took his score as well, as did Oran Mulloy take his goal well. So they worked really hard, just didn't happen for them today. They will feel disappointed. They're now out of the Ulster Championship. And Donegal teams have had good runs in the Ulster Club of Junior Championship over the last number of years. We've seen named Colm Kill win an Ulster Junior Championship Club. We've seen Reg Hughes win an Ulster Club Championship. Downing's getting to the final there a couple of years ago. And certainly Narossa will feel that they could have pushed on in that competition. And they were very close to doing that today, despite being down with their full complement of players for large periods of the game, Oisin.
Okay, Brendan, as always, thanks for your contribution. It's been a difficult day for Narossa. It's been a disappointing day for Narossa as well. They bow out of Ulster, losing by just a single score to Listnaskee of Fermanagh, 1-9 to 2-5. We'll try and get some reaction for you, but I'm sure it's going to be coming from a very, very frustrated Narossa camp.